This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When we talk about inflation, be it PCE like today or the Consumer Price Index, which comes out again in a couple of weeks, we usually try to talk core, which strips out food and energy. Thing is, if food is your business, stripping out those costs doesn't work. At, for instance, a business like Grist and Toll, that's an independent and not very big at all flour mill tucked into a strip mall right in Pasadena, California.
So now I'm going to turn the mill on.
All right.
So you can't see it, but you can probably feel that vibration here of the runner.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Yep. Oh, and here it comes. Look at that little flour stuff coming out.
Nan Kohler is the owner, also the miller of Grist and Toll. And that sound you just heard is from a visit I made back in 2017, which was, of course, before the great bread boom of 2020, the supply chain troubles of 21, and the soaring wheat prices of the war in Ukraine of 22. So we figured it was time to get her on the phone and ask her how things are going.
Well, things have been, I can honestly say, a bit disruptive lately. Coming off of 2 years of COVID, now we're looking at market disruption due to the war in Ukraine. I've definitely had to keep my nose to the grindstone and use all those small business owner skills of adaptation and outside the box thinking.
I want to ask you about both parts of that. First of all, the pandemic. You did okay in the pandemic, didn't you?
I did. We did. But, you know, it's not that it was steady. It was kind of a boom with a little bit of a bust. And now we were beginning to even out again.
Okay. So to the present situation, help me understand how a war in Ukraine and a dilemma that everybody, right, agrees is going to be really bad for global food production and prices because of the centrality of that area of the world in grain. How does that trickle down to Arroyo Boulevard in Pasadena?
Well, Kai, in many of the issues are very parallel to what I experienced during COVID. What disrupts me on a smaller level are the smaller goods costs going up or being unavailable. So a lot of certain bag sizes. I had problems with receiving grain, getting my LTL freight deliveries. LTL means less than truckload, so I'm moving a few pallets at a time. Now it's skyrocketing gas prices, so the cost for smaller movement of goods has radically gone up due to that. I don't purchase my grain on the commodities market. I pay well above commodity pricing because I deal direct with smaller scale farmers, and they are not in that system by and large. So my direct product price, right, the wheat itself, is not volatile. It's all of the other components that revolve around that.
What are your margins like? I mean, what kind of profit are you making?
So my margins are healthy and I'm profitable, obviously much more so when I am selling direct to consumer, my retail sales.
Yeah.
So it's funny, Kai, that when you visited me, you were the first person to ask me out loud, Nan Kohler, is your business profitable? And no one had ever asked me that point blank before. It is. It's okay, because my answer was immediately yes, which is the truth. But the longer answer is not in the way that I originally imagined when I dreamt up this business, because I really thought that I would be primarily driven by bulk flour sales to the wholesale market. Turned out to be not the greatest idea, because the costs that go into producing this product are very real and they're very, very expensive.
Well, yeah.
So I had actually cut back on the wholesale dramatically just leading into COVID, and I was already poised to be moving into primarily retail business. Yeah,
well, timing is everything. But look, let me ask you this. If I swing by on my way home this afternoon to pick up a bag of your most basic, not fancy flour, how much is it going to cost me? And how do you stay in business when I imagine that is several multiples of the $2.50 I pay for a 5-pound bag of flour at Piggly Wiggly?
Yeah, well, you're going to pay about $8 to $9, and that would be a 2.5-pound bag. Hmm. And I stay in business because people are looking for a healthier product. And it is a radically different product than what we have available to us in the marketplace on the grocery store shelves.
Now that you've made it through the pandemic and you seem to be tolerating, although with some you know, caveats there, you seem to be tolerating the inflationary spike and the war, What's the biggest thing on your mind?
The biggest thing on my mind is all of the bigger picture issues. Our political and financial philosophies that back mass industrialized products are not what's going to guarantee us food security. We need radical change in policy and financing to support small to mid-sized farms to help build back missing infrastructure.
Are you hopeful or are you, laid on the line, are you realistic about the chances for any of that happening?
I think that I'm not seeing decisive, bold leadership from the government. But I'll just say, if I can make a plea to all of the venture capitalists who listen to Marketplace, we really need food security to go way up to the top of that list over tech and over widgets. It's real, and we keep getting affected by it, maybe for different reasons in the marketplace. First COVID, now a war, but I'm not optimistic that those types of disruptions will go away anytime soon.
Nan Kohler is the owner and the miller, actually, at Grist & Toll. It is a flour mill right smack in the heart of downtown Pasadena, California. Nan, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you taking the time today.
A pleasure, Kai. Thank you.